Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What is the goal of faith? Depending on who you ask, you'll probably get any number of varying answers. Some folks believe that the goal of faith is to have some sense of connection to something greater than ourselves, something that controls and orders and brings clarity and definition to who we are and why we are here. Others point to faith as a means to help them to live a better life in the here and the now. And others still use it to help them hope for a better life in the great hereafter. Some see faith as a crutch for the weak. Others see faith as a source of strength, which makes them strong. But what does the Bible say? St. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Well, there you have it. The goal of our faith is salvation. We believe because we want to live forever with God in his heavenly kingdom. And that's what God wants for us too. 1 Timothy 2, Paul reminds his protege Timothy that God our Savior wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. That's the whole reason that he sent his son Jesus into this world, to be the once and for all sacrifice for the sins of the world. God sent him to reconcile us to himself, of course, through his death and through his resurrection, that our sins and the sins of all people would be forgiven, and thus the gates of heaven would then be opened to us. For as the Lord says in our Old Testament reading today through the prophet Ezekiel, "I take no pleasure in the death of anyone." And yet, there are many who will die apart from God's salvation. There were many in Israel who died apart from God's salvation. There are many still today, many of whom we know and love, who will die apart from God's salvation. But if he wants them to be saved, then why does that happen? Well, for some, it's because, as Paul tells us, how can they believe in the one of whom they never heard? If they never heard the name of Jesus, they can't believe. But for many others, for far too many others, it's not a matter of ignorance, but of arrogance. I read an article just yesterday, a news article, where Stephen Hawking, the brilliant physicist, declared once again in an interview that there is no God. There are many who have heard the name of Jesus, many who even grew up knowing him, but they refuse to call upon him for mercy. In their pride, they see no reason to confess their sins before God or before anyone else. And many of them, in fact, have become so obstinate and misled that they don't even really recognize that they have a thing called sin. And so we're left with this reality. As John wrote in his epistle, he said, and we confess it a lot of times here in church, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. My favorite Mother's Day song growing up, and still today, my second favorite Mother's Day song, it's second only to the one that I wrote myself with Fred's help, so, is a song, IOU, by Jimmy Dean. And I know many of you know that song. In this song, Jimmy lists all the things that he owes his mom for in taking care of him and raising him through the years. And he goes on, he makes this list. He says he owed her for being his night watchman, his short order cook, and his chef, and his baker, for cleaning services, for drying the tears of childhood, for services as a bodyguard, for medical attention, for veterinary services, and for entertainment, and a number of other things in the song. But then he goes on to say that all of these IOUs will be considered paid in full when he utters just four little words to his mom. Mom, I love you. And so it is with God. He considers us to be righteous and holy and gives to us the gift of forgiveness and eternal life when we simply say to him, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. For when we confess our sin to God, God is faithful and he is just, and he will forgive our sins and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Or, as the Lord says in our text today from Ezekiel 18, but if a wicked person turns away from the wickedness which they have committed and does what is right and just, they will save their life. Therefore, the admonition in that text, repent and live. Jesus died and he rose as the sacrifice for and the victor over our sin. And thus, when we call upon God for his mercy and fall upon his mercy, when we lay our sins on Jesus at the cross, he gives us the forgiveness and the salvation which he already accomplished for us. And thus, repentance should be a part of our daily lives and our daily prayers. There is no better way to grow in our awareness of God's forgiveness or in the confidence of our salvation than through the daily repentance of our sins. You see, for the practice of confessing our sins makes us ever more aware that we have sinned. And as we become more and more aware of our own sin, we also then become more aware of and thankful for God's forgiveness. Thankful for Jesus. His gift and his sacrifice take on ever deepening meaning in our lives when we recognize and confess our sin. And the net effect of all of that is that we grow stronger in our faith and we grow closer to him. And so you see, repentance is not just something that is for those who are outside the faith. And it's not also only for those who are inside the faith but who are living in outward sin. Repentance is for all of us. It should be a part of our daily lives. Not in order to gain God's forgiveness, but so that we can readily and joyfully and properly receive God's forgiveness. Because God doesn't take the pleasure in the death of anyone. He wants everyone to be saved. And thus his words to Israel through the prophet Ezekiel that still apply to each and every one of us today, even as Christians. Repent, and you will live. May we each live with such humility and such confession in our lives for the sake of Jesus who gave himself for us. Amen.